This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Cavs are down 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
I asked, what has struck you about this series so far? Is there something other than being down 3-1 and having, you know, two things big stick out? A, you blew a 21-point lead in game two.
Yep.
That's inexcusable. And yesterday's effort, completely inexcusable. I have no idea what happened yesterday. You know, were you so gassed from game three you couldn't bring it for game four? Well, sorry. You know, same thing with the Pacers in game three. Were you so gassed winning two in Cleveland you couldn't bring it in game three? It's the ebbs and flows, and I get all that. But those are two things that really strike me about this. They blew a 21-point lead, and then yesterday they just didn't show up.
It's the turnovers that are just killing me. They get down a little bit, and then they get overexcited, and the next thing you know, they're just coughing the ball up left and right. That's what's bothering me. And that, like, they can't settle into the ebb and flow of the game. And I think I brought that up a little bit earlier. But it's all right, you're down 10, you're down 12 in the first half. I get it. Understand it. But it's just, you know, 12 turnovers a game is not good. And you give the other team the opportunity to come back and just bludgeon you when you give up a silly turnover because you tried to over dribble, and the next thing you know, they work the ball back down the floor and they're nailing a three. That's what happened last night. And the sloppiness, the just bad decisions. I know that some of that played into the regular season and the, you know, throwing up threes left and right, but they were able to do that throughout the regular season. I just think when you play the same team over and over and over again, the other team is going to figure it out. They're going to learn how to pressure you. You know that the Pacers, you know, physically played with more physical ability.
Out physicaled you.
Well, yeah, I guess
let's go with that.
All right,
it works.
You know, you can't just lay down. And I'm not saying that that's what they did, but I mean, it's like we went to the schoolyard and we're coming home black and blue with little bluebirds flying around our head after yesterday's game. Also, granted, I mean, their shooting percentage was off the hook in the first half. They weren't going to miss, and you got embarrassed in the second quarter. You did. You got to own that. You got to come back and figure this thing out in game five. Forget about 6 and 7. You better worry about 5. Otherwise, you're going to be, you know, having locker clean-out day.
One thing that really strikes me about it as well, and I don't think this is about Donovan Mitchell.
I don't either.
But it's this fact. In the first three games, and Donovan getting hurt yesterday didn't play in the second half. If he's even remotely injured, don't play him in the second half. You're down 41 at halftime. Come on. So I don't have any qualms with that.
But I don't either. What really bothered me yesterday after the game, Jeff, just the people that were calling him out saying that he quit.
Yeah, I'm not
buying that for a minute.
No, neither am I. But it's this. One of my fears going into the series for the Cavs was, okay, all season long you really shared the ball. And you moved it like crazy, and nobody dominated shots. And for better, worse, whether he's had to or not had to, whether he's been asked to, whatever, Donovan, so far in the series, in the first three games, took 30, 30, and 29 shots. Well, seven games this season, including the three playoff games here, the first three playoff games, Donovan took 27 or more shots. Okay, so it's only happened seven times that he's taken 27 or more shots. The Cavs' record in those seven games is 2-5.
It goes back to what we were saying at the beginning of the game. If you're banking on a guy to score 40 or more points a game for you to win, you're not winning. And you're definitely not winning a series.
It's not the way they played and were so successful this year. And again, playoffs are a different beast. Except I think it's been real clear this team is better, and I know injuries had an aspect of that. I get that. You know, you're not going to even compete in some of these if he's not doing superhuman things. And so it's not him. I don't even know if it's the coaching, because you didn't have Evan. You didn't have Darius. You didn't have DeAndre for one of the games, and Darius missed the first couple. Anyhow, the point is when – Donovan has to shoot a ton. It's not been a great recipe of success for the.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This team. Jim is in Strongsville. Jim, welcome.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. Listen, I mean, I hate the soft thing because I think it's stupid. It's basketball, not boxing. So
yeah, except the fact that they let them play that way during the playoffs. It's just a different game.
I agree with you, but I'll put it back on the Cavaliers and their confidence. Look, that's fine if you want to muscle up. It's the Cavaliers' job not to shrink away from that contact and force the officials to call fouls. They will do it if you force the action. You're letting them off the hook just saying, like, well, there's not
calling. But the thing is they weren't going to, like, even on the ejection yesterday, they weren't calling a foul for a punch in the sternum until he had to go out there and send him into the bench.
Andy, my point is the Cavaliers are getting this pressure. They got it from the very beginning of the game when Indiana picks them up full court and actually is kind of physical with the ball hit or bring him. What I'm saying is the Cavaliers play in, play out have shrunk away from that contact. You say they're not going to call it. I think that's ridiculous. If you force it and you're aggressive and confident, they are going to call that. You are going to get them fouled out of
Jim, the, would they have called the ejection team? Yesterday if he hadn't gone out and pushed him? No. They weren't calling anything.
Andy,
they won't call it. They're calling a different game. They are, which is fine. You just got to know it going in. And you're right, Jim. I'm not going to argue with you. I think you're right. Like, you better be ready for it. You better get set to get smacked in the face and then have to go back out there and play hard. And they just, they're not there. You're right. I'm not disagreeing.
Andy, I just think you can't, like, to me, that's not a saying you're making it, but that's an excuse. Well, they're just letting them play. Well, you know what? You're basketball players too. The idea that these guys don't know how to handle physical play is ridiculous. They've been playing basketball since they could walk. So I just, that's my point. Like, you saw right off the bat, Darius brought the ball up, turned it over the first time with the
yes.
And yes, he brought the ball up the rest of the time. Donovan Mitchell, you can't do that, Darius. You got to force them to foul you. You got to punish them for picking you up full court. It's a mental thing. These guys lack the confidence to get over this hump.
Jim, thank you very much. It's Jim in Strongsville. Lewis is in Shaker. Hi, Lewis. Welcome to the show.
I will agree with that last caller to a certain degree. It's not boxing, but it's still physical. Now, if you notice, when Indianapolis make their run, and they make runs, when they make their runs, they make it with physicalness and strength. And the Cavs cannot overcome that. It just seems they pick up full court. They bump us. They push us. They elbow us, whatever. And the Cavs don't respond. And they made a run yesterday, and the run just stayed the whole entire game. And to me, that's the problem right there. I mean, we're not physical. And they know, the league knows that Darius is not physical, and they beat Darius up. And one thing, Theodore, he was talking about how you know, the Cavs players are injured. And what do you want them to do to play? Yes, I want them to play. Get out there. I don't care if you limp up and down the court and you got to come out. If the rest of the bench, the players see you giving an effort, like, man, Darius got a busted toe. He's giving an effort. They're going to pick up their game. Man, we just got to get with it mentally. We got to get mentally and physically.
Please, but, Lewis, please don't tell me you're mad that Donovan didn't play in the second half.
No, I'm not.
Okay,
I'm not
good.
Mad.
All right. I heard way too much of that yesterday. I was like, guys, it makes no sense to put him out there. He missed the end of the season. So we're on the same page. All right.
You know what? No, I'm not mad at Donovan because Donovan goes out there and he gives it 100% effort.
Yeah.
And we traded away Niang, who was somewhat of an enforcer. You know, somebody pushed, they pushed back. You notice when Hunter pushed whoever his name is, Maverick, down?
Yeah.
And Turner came over there and pushed him. How many Cavs came off the bench and pushed Turner back?
Well, you're not coming off the bench. You can't do it.
You can't. You get thrown out, Lewis.
I mean, Lewis, even in hockey, they know you can't come off the bench.
Yeah. Bill's in Parma. Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys. I enjoy this discussion. But, you know, even when I was in junior high, we believed an eye for an eye. And I really am tired. And this series is over because we got manhandled and we did nothing about it. When Hunter got hurt, Hunter's been hurt by being manhandled by the other team, and Carlisle is such a coach. This is figured out. This is planned. And that push and that punch yesterday, that's planned. And why we didn't put in somebody that's Tristan Thompson? I'm not asking him to get called out of the game or thrown out of the game.
Why not? What's the difference if he gets thrown out? I mean, they don't really need him. I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't have had any problem with it, other than the fact that the place would have been going crazy. But
Andy, I agree with you 100%. But I will tell you, Halliburton would have been going down. Halliburton would have been going down, and the fact that nothing was done told me this series is over. And also this Garland thing. Him, you know what? The lights go up, he goes out of sight. I don't care about his foot, his toe. I don't care about it's his brain. In his brain, for some reason, there were three errors at the start of the game yesterday. He was not at the game at the start. And this happens over and over again. And this is a $40 million a year player. And we are really handicapped by this guy. I was disappointed in how they handled everything. The series is over. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks.
All right, Bill. Thank you very much. We're going to talk more Cavs coming up later in the show, and pretty quickly later in the show. Rick Manning from Guardians TV, however, coming up next. Anxious to talk to Rick. Sam Amico from Hoopswire talking Cavs, talking NBA with us coming up at 1 o'clock. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.